T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
One of my favorite things to do is introduce the Junior Achievement Student of the Week. Student of the Week from Junior Achievement this week goes to Stowe Rocks Junior Senior High School, and we are delighted to introduce you to Crystal Sersley. She joins us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Crystal, congratulations. You're a big deal now. It's official. You're Student of the Week from Junior Achievement.
Yeah, I'm like famous now.
You are famous now, absolutely. And you've been on the radio with Rick Dayton. I talked to you, and you probably don't even remember me because there were 10,000 people around that night at BizTown back in January as we were going through and doing that. What is a really big fundraiser for Junior Achievement and really honoring an awful lot of big dignitaries in Western Pennsylvania. What do you remember from that night in terms of being one of the presenters for Junior Achievement?
All I remember is that after I was done, everybody came up to me and they're like, oh my gosh, you're such a natural.
It's wonderful. It really is. Now, in addition to being involved in a lot of classes that have prepared her, including AP classes and doing some college classes through Pitt and CCAC, Crystal is in National Honor Society, and she also is involved in band and community service. I want to touch on the music part first. Tell me, first time you played an instrument, what was it and what are you playing now?
Well, the first time I started playing music was like a long, long time ago, and it was probably a ukulele, I think.
Was it really? What do you play now? You don't like... march with a ukulele, right?
No.
Okay, good, good.
Now I play percussion, so I play snare in our marching band.
So do you like a particular instrument, meaning that if you were playing an orchestra, would you automatically go to snare, or would you go to timpani, or would you go to something else?
Definitely timpani.
Oh, is that right? Why? Why?
Yeah.
What is, because you can put your own spin on it. You can put your own flair. I mean, what do you like about that?
It's just so fun and like exciting to play.
Yeah, it's really fun stuff. So why do you march? Why are you involved in the marching band at Stowe Rocks?
Well, at first I just did it as something to get out of the house, but now I just do it because I really just love playing. Like playing is like my passion.
When you think about school, what are your favorite classes? What's the one that you enjoy the most right now?
Definitely my music classes.
Is that right?
Yes, but it's only because I have an awesome teacher.
Yeah, well, that makes a huge difference, doesn't it? It really does. I mean, to know that you have played with some pretty well-known musicians, it makes a big difference, too. Lemon Bucket Orchestra, for instance. I mean, what was it like to play with musicians like that who were pretty well-known?
It was so fun, but it was definitely challenging at first because it's definitely a different experience outside of, like, just playing with your peers.
Right.
So it definitely gave me a big challenge, but I loved it every time I did it. It's so fun. They're great people.
Western Allegheny County Area Honors Band. She's also been involved in Lions Band, which is a musical group to honor band students from all across Pennsylvania. Tell me about your classes, though. AP Biology, taking a couple college classes as well through Pitt and CCAC. How are those going for you?
They're pretty good. I'm not going to lie. They're definitely like stressful, but I'm glad that I take them because they have definitely taught me a lot this year.
Crystal Sersley.
I'm more prepared now that I've taken them.
Yes, she is our Student of the Week from Junior Achievement. Crystal Sersley is a senior. I'm sorry, a junior. No, senior, right? You're a senior.
No, I'm a junior.
You're a junior. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. So we're a little ways away from the college decision and discussion, but what is it about Junior Achievement that has helped you to learn about yourself? What have you learned about Crystal because of Junior Achievement?
Junior Achievement has taught me to just not be nervous when public speaking. Like, if I would have did this 2 years ago, I probably would have been stuttering a lot.
It makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, but now, like, they've helped me be more comfortable with speaking in front of people, so I've enjoyed it a lot. It's taught me a lot.
You've also learned some business things as you've run things like the concession stand for basketball and football games. How about the business side of things? Is that something that interests you in terms of a long-term possibility career?
I don't know. Maybe as a hobby.
But not necessarily in terms of your career. What do you want to do?
I would like to go to school for music education.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, let me be the first to congratulate you on being the student of the week from Junior Achievement here on KDKA. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Crystal, I look forward to having you as my co-host on KDKA someday, because I think you could probably do that too. Just don't take my job, okay? Don't take my job. I've got a family I've got to provide for. So just,
I'm sorry.
No, I it's okay. Crystal, again, congratulations and thanks for being here. She's a junior. Stowe Rocks Junior Senior High School, our student of the week from Junior Achievement.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.